Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Lamont. I may help you today.
Yes, I was just noticing that you guys just charged my card and I did not authorize that.
Well, sir, may I have your zip code to see if I can pull up an account for you?
Sure, 97223.
Thank you, sir. And your first and last name, please.
Damon, Damon, last name Hatch, Hatch.
Thank you, sir. And for security purposes, can you verify your shipping address for me?
6990 Southwest Aaron Moore Way, Portland, Oregon.
Thank you, sir. Do you remember on February 23rd placing an order for Keto Ascend and Keto Ascend Cleanse, sir?
Yes.
Well, sir, that product that you ordered was on a 14-day trial where you could try it out for 14 days before you're billed for the full price, which is the $91.89. Now, sir, this product is all natural and has been proven to reduce your appetite and increase your metabolism. And I can offer some discounts on this product, such as a 35% discount.
No, I haven't even tried it yet. I mean, I did not see where it was a trial or that I was going to be charged. And I don't want it right now. I'm not authorizing that charge at all.
Well, sir, right underneath where you put in your first and last name, your billing address, and your contact information was the terms and conditions that stated that after the 14-day trial that you'll be billed for the $91.89 and that the product will be put on recurring billing. Now, sir, this charge pays for the Keto Ascend cleanse that you had received on March 2nd. And sir, I can increase that discount amount to being a 50% discount instead of a 35% discount, sir.
No, I'm not wanting it at all. If you're wanting the ones that I'll send them back if
Well,
because
sir,
I haven't even opened them yet.
unfortunately, sir, we're not able to take returns on our supplemental products due to the fact that we can't restock those products, but I can increase the discount amount to being a 75% discount if you wanted to continue using the product, sir.
No, thank you.
Well, sir, just give me 1 second. I cancel out the account so there'll be no further charges or shipments. Well, sir, I have canceled out the account, so there will be no further charges or shipments.
Okay, and so is that 91.89 going to be refunded, or how does that work?
Well, sir, the 91.85 is for the two products you had received on March 2nd. That pays for those two products you had already received, sir. Now, there's no further
No,
charges or shipments. Be the
because I
14,
paid only
15.
$7, right?
The sixth charge of 670 and 745 were for the shipping and handling, get the 14-day product out to you, and that's paid to the post office, sir. That's not paid to us. The 91.89 pays for those two products that you had received, sir.
That's not what it said. It said try these products for free. All you do is pay for shipping.
Sir, the free part of that trial was the free 14-day trial. There was usually on these products there are no there isn't a 14-day trial. But the 14, 15 is a shipping and
How
handling
is it a
cost.
trial if you get in charge for it?
Well, sir, you have a 14-day trial with the product.
Not being charged
Not if
for
you're
it.
being charged for it.
So you're charged at the end of the 14-day trial for the product, and that was the 91. 189 charge, sir. In the terms and conditions, you did agree to being billed after the 14-day trial, the 91.89.
No, I did not authorize that. I will. Okay. Is there someone else I can talk to regarding this? Because that's not what it said on the ad.
Well, sir, I'm doing everything that I can to assist you, but all of us have the same protocol, sir, and the terms and conditions are stated right underneath where you put in all your information, sir. It's before you put in your card information. And with the terms and conditions being agreed to, that's what makes this charge valid, sir.
No. Because, I mean, how is it a free trial or even a 14-day trial, like you said, if you have to pay for it later? That's not a trial. A trial means it's free.
Sir, the product was on a 14-day trial, and at the end of the 14-day trial, you're billed for the full price of the product. Now, I've canceled out the account, so there will be no further charges or shipments, sir. The terms and conditions is what makes these charges valid, sir.
No,
you had agreed to the terms and conditions to being billed the $91.89 after the 14-day trial, sir. We do have the IP address where the terms and conditions were agreed to.
No. Okay, can I speak to your supervisor, please?
Well, sir, I'm doing the best that I can to assist you, but as I stated, we do have the same protocol, and there's the terms and conditions have to be agreed to for this product to be ordered, sir. The terms and conditions are what makes this charge valid.
But you're not understanding what I'm saying. I will go by what you said, 14-day trial. A 14-day trial means free. It doesn't mean you have to pay for it. I paid for the shipping. That's what it says in the ad. Have you seen that ad?
Sir, I only work in the customer service side of the department. I actually don't work in the advertisement department. I mean, I'm not sure which advertising you may have seen, but for this product to be ordered, the terms and conditions do have to be agreed to. And the terms and conditions state that after the 14-day trial that you'll be billed to $91.85, sir.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to keep on going rounds with you, but can I speak with your supervisor, please?
Just give me 1 second, sir. I can transfer you over to my supervisor.
Can I... Can I block it with...
Okay, so just give me 1 second. I'm about to send you over to my supervisor now.
Thank you.
No problem, sir. I'd like to thank you for calling customer service, and it'll be a wonderful day, sir.
You too. Thank you.